Today's learning is being sponsored anonymously as a schus for the protection of Yidden Eretz Yisrael. Last week I mentioned Abe Meilet to pour water on fats and melting them, the Issa Meilet. We have a chemist here from Atlas, and he mentioned that hot water melts the fats, but cold water it doesn't melt the fats, but it just knocks it off. It doesn't melt it. So by cold water, there will not be Issa of Meilet. Alright. Today's a continuation. I'm Bishol. We mentioned a number of times that Eichel was his Vasha called Tzarchai, food that's completely cooked, and was on the blech, and then you took it off the blech intentionally. You put it down on the table, you put it on the counter, in the oifen, that the shear became bottle. You know, it was not Daita Laza, you didn't do it by mistake. So we mentioned a number of times, it's also for a year to put it back on the blech. That's been mentioned a number of times. What will be a din if you allow to tell a guy to put it back? You can't put it back. Does Amir and Nachi help in such a to turn around Shabbos? It happens sometimes in a private home. It happens. They take it off the Eish B'Kavona, and then he changes his mind. Later I change his mind. He wants it to stay still warm because some guests didn't come yet. Or let's say he takes it off Friday night, and he figures he's going to eat it all Friday night. The night he can eat it all Friday night, so he wants to put it back for Shabbos morning. So the question is, are you allowed, is Amir La'akamut in such a case? When it's Tzavagam, of course, yeah. We'll talk about both cases. Yavish, Tzavagam, we'll get into the cases. Sometimes in a private home, and sometimes it happens by caterer. A caterer, sometimes, you know, they come from the kitchen, they took all this, everything off the flame, they put it down, and then the caterer decides it's too early. When it gets cold too early, they want to put it back. He wants to serve it later. So the question is Amir Lakim and Mutter in such a case or not? So first I have to talk about what type of cases. They're talking about Dava Yavish or Dava Lach. First to talk about Dava Yavish. It's something that was dry, piece of food, that was the Svasha Lagami, completely cooked, and it cooled off completely. Or it's a Dava Lach that did not cool off completely. It's still Nechal Machmas Chamimusai. So then there's no shayla from Bishol. Putting about no Bishol. So there's only shayla from Amir Lakum. So it's a machloikas, our place can be allowed to do it or not. The Abiyah Halacha, then the assimilation and gimel, Sefei, brings down Shem Pima Gadim. It's only shayla from Issach Hazara, which is Issach Rabbanan. So therefore, he paskins, it's mutter to tell a guy to return it on Shabbos. Since it's a shvus with Mark and Tzarech, on Shabbos, you need it for Suda Shabbos, so you can make it, tell a guy, put it back on the flame. And then you're allowed to have enough from it. You can never make it from Susai, because it's only shvus, no shayla from Bishol, only shayla from Chazar. Chazar is this with Abanan, so shvus would be okay then. Same speaks out to Chashuchim, and Sifkat Lamadalat. The Mark and Mitzvah, the covered Shabbos, it's Mutai Dei Milakum. And the same thing speaks out to Tehillah David, and Reish and Tesu Kunt Dezvav, he's making with staff. You'll be on the Pashtet Shabbos. With staff, you'll have to tell a guy to return it back, to return it on Shabbos. Those are three Gedera Achreinim, Dameko. However, the Chazenish, in Laman Aleph, Siv Kunt Nechaf Aleph, the Chazenish speaks out, he says clearly, it's also, he acts on the Bialach, on the Pima Gadam, it's also to tell a guy. Because this is what the Chazanish Tain is. The Issa is not the Nasina, putting it back. The Chazal asked that the Chshash is always the Chshash of Shemei Chata. So everything is Nichlal in that Gzera. It's always Nichlal in that Gzera of Shemei Chata. So there's no Nafkamina if you do it yourself or you do it a guy. And even he says further, if a guy put it up on the flame, he put it up, he took something and he did it Issa Chazara, or he says, even a monkey, he says, I feel like Kuf, he says, even a monkey did Issa Chazara, you have to take it away. Because the Gezeres Chazal, So Meir Chazon shows that Asa to take if it was taped is Issa Chazon because it's there Shemichatach. And you have to say a broad based thing, and there's no cases that you can make on because it's there only Shemichatach. So since it's Xeris Chazal, you can't find Kuntzin, you can't say Amir Lakum is okay, and even if a monkey puts it back, you must have to take it away. Ladina, Lalacha, you pass him like the Mekilim, like the Bialacha, that you're allowed to tell a guy to put it back. So Shalom Darbanan, so certainly you could be, you know, Gohaka. So now we spoke about the Dabi Yavish and San Lagami, or we spoke about Dabalach, that they're not cool off completely. Still, Nechal Machmas Musay. What happens if?
Is there a blech
on it? Huh? Yeah, there's a blech. There's everything. Yeah. Still, Zeres Chazal. Doesn't make a difference. Still, Zeres Chazal. Zeres Chazal. Even that. Zeres Chazal. That's it. Alright? Doesn't make it. It's Zeres Chazal. No matter a monkey. What's wrong with a monkey doing it? Still, it's Zeres Chazal. That's it. Alright. Huh? If it was done, he said you have to take it off. If he did it in stomach, he wouldn't answer it. All right. That's talking about the Dabar Yavish, and it's something that was that was a double lock that was still warm, did not cool off completely from the original heat. What about double lock? Something that was liquid, that was nistanin, that was nistan legami, completely cooled off. And the guy takes this thing, let's say you have a chowl. Chowl has liquid in there. Or a soup or something. A chicken has soup with it. So it's a double lach. So the question is, and the guy returned it back on Shabbos. So the din is, it's asa, the kuli alma, according to all shitas. It's asa to eat it while it's still warm, and not until it's warm. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. That's what Mishbu speaks out in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkatan, Tzadik Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch Haram, Sifkon Chafei. And Ramos says even further. Ramos says, over there in Sifhei, Reish Nun Gimel, Sifhei, even if you take it off in the flame and you wait till it cools off, though you're not allowed to eat this tashel and too much of Shabbos, Dechtesh Yasa. What's the reason why? Because of Knas. Chazal gave a knas. A guy did it because of you. You will mask him. The guy should put a double lach that will cool off completely and put on a flame. We give you a knas. So you shouldn't come to do it again. So not only do you have to wait till it cools off, even if it cools off completely, you're not allowed to eat this eichel until after Shabbos, until the Chdei Shiyasa. That's what Ramot says. And the reason is because of knas. Zakt, I saw a chiddush, which is very mistaba, in the Sefer Malachim Emunecha from Yitzhak Zilberstein, in Perek Beis Sifkon Tes, he brings on Chiddush Rabbi Yashiv, which is very mistava, and he says like this: that let's say it's Eifin that was Nistanim, we only kindness only the one who sinned, who did the Avera, and he told the guy to turn back to the flame. But everyone else, besides the person who told them, even Bnei Beisai, even the children, members of the family, that they didn't tell him. There's no makom to be cancel them as long as it cooled off completely. Then they can eat on Shabbos. Say a chicken with soup. You wait till chicken cools off, the whole chicken soup cools off, and then you keep the soup, cold soup, you can eat it. He asked on himself, or Yashiv asked on himself, L'chayra, the Mechaba, and Simen Shin Chafei. The Mechaba and Simen Shin Chafei in Sifches. The Mechaber brings a halacha like this, which is a Mishnah. Nachri, that Shehemi Maich from Chutz Tchum. A guy bought food from Chutz Tchum. Asa Mishu B'Shvil Alachlai. It's Asa to eat, it's whoever they bought it from. You have to wait till after Shabbos or Yantiv, you have to wait before Shi Asa. And Mishbu speaks out, not only is it Asa for him, it's Asa for all the Bnei Beisai. All the members of the family, they're not allowed to have enough from this. So Chaya, why are we here called the members of the family have it? So he says it's small like this. Over there, we say they base it like him. Since it's like it's bought the shoe, because it's bought for the whole family. So now it's us to see Nana for Mice. You have to wait for the Cheshiasa. But over here, you're not Nana. It's already cooled off already. Elamai, this is why it's us to be Tom Knas. It's us to be Tom Knas. It's us to be Tom Knas. Only one who told him, the one who told the guy to do it, is us knas. But everyone else, they listen and tell him. So the mayor, since you're not nana for Maisa Shabbos, and the only reason why it's us, you're also mitam knas. So the mayor, the din is, you're allowed to. The Mebensai, it cools off completely. The Mebensai can have an off from it. Over here. Yeah, okay, so there. No, one second. So a man like this. In over case by some chusut chum, that's a din. You're not allowed to. See, now in the Mises, the Mebensai are included also. Over here, the Obi's not Knas. So Knas, the one that told him, he gets the Knas. But why should everyone else be Kamsa? Because Mika did it's okay. The cools off, you're not being nana for Mises Shabbos. So that's because of Knas. Knas is the one that told him. The one that didn't tell him that they didn't make such a thing. It's a Knas.
So if the one who told him was a caterer,
huh?
Not leave. What's the big deal to him if he doesn't eat until after Shabbos?
So what? But you don't contact everyone else. You wait till cools off. As long as you wait till cools off, you have no problem.
Why can't you be Simon Hamon that holds English officially with my double lock?
We hold this Rabbanon, and some people hold the Machsa Shekel we mentioned holds this as the Raisa.
Even the
Avid. According to Oshita's, Machsa Shekel holds the Raisa.
Okay. They shared how much time it was put back on. If he was born, and it was taken off, and they said, it's too early to take it off. They put it back on, and he says, somebody says, you did it wrong. It's about 10 minutes, 15 minutes only.
That's something else. The toys is something else. When they took it off the toys, then it's a different halacha. One spoke about it. If they take it off by toys, then the shita's hold, you can put it back if there's a blech there. But here it's still in the kavana. That was, I said at the beginning of the shir. Here you did intentionally to take it off. Then you change your mind later. Then it's not the toys. Because he mentioned Marshal Case, he mentioned a few weeks ago. You take off a pot, let's say you have a chon pot Friday night, you have a chon pot on the flame, and you have the soup on the flame. You want to have soup Friday night. The pots are identical, they look the same. And the one who's serving took the wrong pot. They took the shown pot and they put it down on the counter. And he opens the cover and he says, oh, son, it's shown. So now he wants to bring it back. Says, that's for toys. So he said, the toys, the shittas are made from Semach and the shittas Haran. He's talking, it's kavani. He took it off and he knew he was taking it off. He picked up the cover and he wanted it off. Now he changed his mind. He wants to save it for tomorrow morning. Or he wants to take some out now and the rest for tomorrow. It wasn't Daita Lazar. So that's what we're talking about over here. Okay? That's the chilek. What about this all talking to now with you told the guy you did it b'diyasai, you were masking that the guy should do it, put it back on the flame. What happens if the guy do it without telling him? Sometimes you have work in the kitchen, they do things without telling you. Sometimes they do things which make a trace and so on. But let's say for here they did it, they put it back on the flame without telling the Baal Buster. So such a case to the Rapashid, they don't come and ask for the Michael. Yes, there's a big machlekes apayskim. If they put it on the flame, now you see on the flame. There's a big machlekes apayskim. When I take it off the flame, so you tell the guy to take off the flame, but it's hot already now. Can I eat it while it's still hot? Could I never from Maaseh Shabbos? Or do I have to wait till it cools off or not? So it's a machlekes apayskim. The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Rishon Gimel Sifkan Tzadivav says, you still have to wait, even if you do out, you do yasi without telling him, you have to wait until it cools off completely. And once it cools off completely, you're allowed to eat it then. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shita. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sifkan Pei and the Michas Pita in Sifkan Rishon Gimel, you can eat while it's still ham, even still ham, even though the guy returned it back, you're allowed to eat the chayim, because you didn't tell him. So I gained on the deal and saw him eating warm, but you didn't tell him. So Mela, the din is, you're allowed to be nana from it, and you can eat it when it's still chayim. That's the machoikas hafayiskim. The minute gailam is to wait till it cools off. The best thing is to do, wait till it cools off, yetzachal adeus. Until now, all the cases are fully cooked. Until now, we're discussing a bari, someone who's healthy. What about someone's a chayla shem by sakana? Or an older person who sit like a, sometimes you can sit him like a chayla. Or your lettuce, she's weak. Where the nechshev like a chayla shem by sakana. So then, according to all shitas, you're allowed to turn it back to the flame. Even according to Chazanish. Even the Chazanish says that you're allowed to return it back because of the gzer shem echata, the blibes, the gzer is chazal. But only by a bori. Or by a chayla shem by sakana, Ramati even mlachas the rice is aide guy. So certainly if you guy does a mlacha to Rabbanan, certainly he can be meko. So even Kohen Chazon is okay. And I once mentioned a few times in Pesh Urim a psak from a Moshe. It's not printed anywhere, but he said this many times. He said if someone's in the hospital, just for observation, sometimes people, the doctor wants to take tests and blood tests and so on, but they keep in the hospital all the night, they keep them there for Shabbos or a few days in the hospital for observation, he has a chol apachas halacha of chayla shem b'sakana. That all milakim is okay. You can tell a guy to do milacha d'raisa for you. Even you're healthy, you walk around, you're wearing a chayla, a special gown, whatever it is, but you're a healthy person. But if they can test to see if everything's okay or not, as long as the doctor hospitalizes you, you're not just going for outpatient. He hospitalizes you, the doctor feels that much, you have to stay in the hospital, then you have a chol apachas adin of a chayla shem b'sakana. And in Emerson, by chayla shem b'sakana, you're allowed to cook things even on a namusharol. It says mechad and shichav chesif yitzayin that some of the chayla shem b'sakana amir lakmus mut even but deraisis. Really, if you cook something raw, cook for you, even in some lakha deraisa. And the mishbu speaks out in sifkat and memzayin, as long as the chayla needs this type of food, you're allowed to tell a guy to do him lakha deraisa. So Bishul Akum by Chayla, there's no one to Bishul Akum by Chayla. So get a Chayla. That's a Shailen Paiskin. We once spoke about it a different time. That's a Shailen Paiskin. Well, what about, let's say you have someone who's a hospital. He's a Chayla. Yes, but it's a Chayla. It's a Chayla. It's a Chayla. So, if let's say, that's the first case, easy case. Let's say it's in your house. In your house, there's a Chayla in your house, and there are visitors at the house. They want to eat also. So the guy warms up food for the chayla, but the chayla can't eat it. You know, he wants to make some challenge, and it looks very good. The chayla can't eat it. His stomach bothers him. He's not up to it or whatever it is. He can't eat it. Can the visitor eat it then? Because they already warmed it up for the chayla. 100% more for the chayla. It was intentional, one portion only for the chayla, not for a visitor at all. And now the chayla can't eat it. So now, is the visitor allowed to eat? So the one who's there wants to eat it now. Can he eat the wrong food? So the din is, the halach is, in Shichav Ches, and in other places says clearly, you're not allowed to eat it, because Cheshinan, Shema Yavah, B'Shvilah. It says Chazal, that they might come and warm up the food, B'Shvilcha. Even though they didn't do it already, they already warmed it up right for one person, only one portion. The still is, Zeh Chazal, Shema Yavah, B'Shvilah. However, let's say your patient, the person is in the house, like most cases. The patient's in the hospital, and you know they make these special dinners, you know, kosher dinners. They warm up the whole food. They warm up chicken. They warm up chalim. They warm up all types of foods. And the chayla, they bring the portion. They can bring everyday portions. They bring the portion. Shabbos morning, they bring some warm food. But the chayla tells the patient, "I can't eat it. You might as well eat it." Is the patient not eat it? So one second. Can the visitor eat it now? Now until now it's a chayla should be shein zeh shein hashilai. So I saw in the sefer, I couldn't find it, but it says a very small pshuta. He says zeh shein yav hashilai is only zeh someone does, let's say in the house and so on. But in the hospital, who's the one that's warming up the food? There's someone in the kitchen there. They don't know who they're warming up for. So zeh shein yav hashilai in the hospital, you don't say. I think it's a very glatt svar. There's no shach shem yav hashilai because the guys of Asher doesn't know who he's cooking for. When you have someone in the house, a non-Jewish woman that's taking care of the patient, and they warm up food, so maybe he can say, "Zem Yashir, who warm for you too." He sees you there also. It's not mentioned just to give him and not her, and he not give the other one also. So then he's there, Yashir Shvilai. But in the hospital, the whole prayer doesn't apply because someone who could go down to the kitchen, they don't know who to warm up. They know they just have to make a special meal for somebody. They know that this is not Shach Shem Yashir Shvilai. So I think in a hospital, it's a glatt of svar that you could be medical today. I forgot who says it, but I saw one of the priests can say like that. I looked around, I couldn't find it. One second. Yeah.
What if someone from this hospital staff comes into the room and says, "We're going to have lunch soon. Can we make you something as well?"
They say no. Yes, they say no. We're only talking, they brought only one portion for the chayla. They're not bringing for you as a guest, as a visitor. They're bringing on one portion. It's only bought for the chaylan. The chaylan doesn't want it. Let's say the chaylan eats a half a portion. They get a portion of chicken, a whole portion of chicken. He can only have a portion of chicken. It's left over. It's either go in the garbage or eat it. If it's still warm, then he can't eat it then. All right. New case now. This shayla, believe it or not, comes up a number of times. People knock on my door Friday night. Such a shayla. They had the flame, they had the challenge on the block. There was chalent on it, soup on it, the block, the other, it doesn't make difference. It all perfect for tomorrow. And then the flame went out. The wind came out and the flame went out. Friday night, the flame went out. And I've hammered them there for Shabbos morning. And if they're not going to put on the flame, it's going to get all completely cold. So put on the flame on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa. You can't even tell a guy to do it. You can't even tell a guy to do it. So what do you do? And he wants the hot food for Shabbos morning. So Shabbos, can I take it and put on another flame? Let's say I have two burners. I forgot to turn on the flame. We have two flames Friday night. I have two flames. And the one went out with a chalent is on one flame. I have another flame. So now the flame went out. And the food is still hot. Can I transfer it from one flame to another flame? And I just didn't have no flame anymore. So now I want to put it on a place that has a flame. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do it or not? Or let's say that he only has only one burn on, like most people. All they have is one burn on. So he lives in an apartment house. So he wants to carry it. It's a case where he can carry it the whole way. You have Erech HaTzeres. So I want to carry it from one apartment to another apartment. I bring it to my neighbor and put on his burner that has a flame is going. Or let's say if I don't have it, I live in a private house. But the place where I can carry an area, so I want to go to my neighbor's house. If someone in the shchuna, I want to carry that as long as it's not in the stand of Gami, can I put on someone else's burner or not? Are you allowed to do it or not? So everything's cooked. There's no shayla from bishul. It's only shayla from the keeping it warm. It's still hot. It's still warm enough. Nechem machas chmusa. It wasn't Stanley Gamri. Okay? So, look. There's a Ramah in Reish No Gimel in Sivvei says that you're allowed to give put it from one kira to another kira. That you want to put one flame to another flame. And that you're allowed to do it. And the Mishnah speaks out there in Sifkon Samah Beis, even if the Eish HaSheni is bigger than the first flame, since the Eichos of Oshel Lagami, you're allowed to go for tooth from Eish Eish. But here the case is a little bit different. They're talking about both flames are on. This is a lower flame and it's a higher flame. So since in Oshel Lagami, what's the difference between a lower flame on a higher flame? The same, there's not going to be Vashel more, or cook out faster, whatever it is, but it's not going to be Vashel more. Once it's cooked, it's cooked. So, over here, it's talking where the flame went out from the first flame. The first flame went out. So maybe if the flame went out, maybe the Shia became Bato. So once the Shia becomes Bato, then it's also to put it to another Kira then. Since there's no flame there, the Shia became Bato. So put it on to another flame. Say, let's say it has a second flame, or bring it to a neighbor's apartment or house. Should be also then. Maybe it's also then. Then it would be a shadow from Issa Chazara. So what's the halacha? No? Machlokes is hapaiskim. Okay. Huh? One second. We'll talk to Smaris, okay? In the Sefer, Bris Eilam, and Machas Eifer, Eis Ein Hei, he brings down that Asa to put it on a flame. If the Eish went out under it, then there's Issa Chazara. She became Bato. But you could do it. The only Eish he says, if you want a hot chalent for Shabbos morning, she put on a Hesed Kedera. You know, put on a Kedera. You have another pot there. Put on top of another pot. So keep it warm.
You're answering on your own stove?
Huh?
On your own stove to a second flame, he answers?
Right, yes. You can put on a Hesed Kedera, but you can't put on the Blech itself. That's what he writes.
Who
says? One second. The Bishayim. That's what he says. And he says, and all the answers to Hesed Kedera. In the Sefer, that's where he writes the Bishayim. He has a Sefer called Shal Sechuvah Oz Nidru. And Azibur Chelkal Sunan Hay, someone asked him, Kasha, you know, He has a lot of the chuvas in the Svarim, but the answer is kashas on the b'saylam. So he says like this. He says this is what he says in his side. Anything which is not daita lahasa is like daita shloi lahasa, and the shir became bato. The same thing I saw in the Shas the chuvas Tzera Chachma in Cheredal Simen Kuflam Zayim. Ois Yutes Nois Chafalov. He says same thing also. The flame goes out, the shir becomes bato. So there are some swords say shiva comes bottle. Flame is out. It's like that. It's like the daita in the house. So then shiva comes bottle. That's one shita. However, in the Shmishavs Kachasa in Paragal Sivkonsam of this, he quotes of Shlomo Zalman that's mortal lachatchila to put on a different kiret as on another flame as long as garva cut, as long as there's black there. And the reason why is because with time when he puts it there al esh. He rather wanted to stay until Zman HaSuda. His intention was he should stay there until Shabbos morning, until he gets to the Suda. So he says it's Daima that's like Daita Lekach to put on the Akir Shnia. If the first one will go out, it's like Daita Lekach to put on the second burner. If the first flame will go out, so maybe it's like Daita Lekach and Mela the Shia doesn't come bato. He says even further. Shlomo Zalman says even further. He says even if we don't hold like the Ran holds. We mentioned the Ran a few times. The Ramah in Reishon and Gimel in Siv Beis brings down a Shita Saran that put the Kedeya Gavikaka. If even Eish was there betchil Shabbos, you're allowed to be Chayzer. But the Ramah ends off the Tzav Hachmer. And the Mishabur speaks out in Sifkon Samach Zayin. He did that right place, him arguing on the Ramah. But he says, still the Ramah is talking, when I took my hands and I put it down on the ground, I did a Maisa B'Yadayim. When I do a Maisa B'Yadayim, then it's a lot worse. Then there's a Shaila that it's a Chazor. Then it's a Chazor. But over here, where the flame went out, he didn't do a Maisa at all with his hands. So it's Mestava. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Mestava, even the ones who argue on the Ramah, the invite in this case is no Issa Chazor. Very glad to swear. And again, the Shlomo Zalman speaks it out again in Shalos Tshuvos Mincha Shleima in Chelek Beis Simlam Odalot Ois Tzayin. And same thing speaks out in Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yedbeis Simon Tzadik Aleph Ois Beis. He says, without quoting of Shlomo Zalman, he says it's swear on his own. He says, not the same swear as Shlomo Zalman. And same thing speaks out with Moshe in Hilchos Bishul Eisman Malaf, Eis Aleph, and Eisman Beis, and in Igus Moshe, Arachayim Chelav Dalad, Simen Ayin Dalad, and the Lachas of Bishol, Eislam Chesem Memalaf. And same thing speaks out by Moshe Sternbach, and Shuvah San Hagres, Chelav Gal, Simen Eizayin, Eizayin. So come to that extensive of Boz Kedai Rapaiskin is that the flame goes out, and you want to put it to another flame, as long as the black is going for Kotam, or you want to make it to a neighbor's house where you can carry. There's no Issa of Shidim Kambato, there's no Issa of Chazor. And that's how we pass in Medina, you can be Meiko. Yes?
What happens if you have a crackpot and your circuit breaker goes off?
Yeah.
And the light you're allowed to have it going coming because they have kids, yeah. Whatever, because they get frightened, but it's going to turn the crackpot back on.
Very good question. Yes, let me say over to Shaila. What happens if you had a blackout? You have a blackout. And now you have so, and then a half hour later, or even a few hours later, goes back on. The city puts out the whole shchuna. It goes black out. But I'll tell you in a better case. Let's say I have a black in my own house. You know, it's I had a wrong my own problem. My own not the whole city, but even I have a circuit breaker in my house, and sometimes it's overloaded, and it burns. I'm sure it happens to everybody. It's overloaded. And there's a blackout in the whole house. Everything goes black. Everything goes dark. So what do you do? So there's a different halacha. Happens to be Ramah and Reishon and Gimel. Ramah says Amir Lakim Sikresha. There's a point in your side. Amir Lakim Sikresha. That I know that if I tell a guy to do something at Melachas Hetzer, much like I need lights in the house. That smoke is there, and if there's no light there, they get all scared. They could get sometimes into a panic. So it could be sakana for a child. So once you tell the guy to open the lights, but the same circuit breaker. So if that day is open, the circuit breaker, it's a mirat secretion, it's got to be the lights, it's got to be the chones, it's got to be the electric stove. So it's a mirat secretion, so that's, so by melachat, so l'chotz melachat reisa. So melachat reisa happens to be, there are more holds in relation to Gimel Sefei, even on a melachat reisa, it's mutter, it's a mirat secretion. Because you're not telling to turn on the stove, don't turn the lights. I got the same breaker, so maybe it opens that. So that's called Malkam Sekresha. There is a Groh, the Groh and Reisha involved in Archaim, seems to hold only when it comes to Abundance and not the Reises. First of all, most Paiskim hold like the Ramor. They say even by the Reises, okay. And secondly, there's a Stira in the Groh itself, because in Reisha and Gimel seems he holds like the Ramor. That even by the Reises, okay. The Stira, the Paiskim is the Stira in Bira Groh. But the Maisa Dina, except Mushi Brua, most Paiskim hold that Milakim Sekresha is Muti from Locha Deraisa. So, Meres, in your case, let's say there was a blackout in the Shchuna, so there's even better. Because when they're doing it in the Shchuna, they're doing it naturally. You're doing it for Goyim also. They're doing it for Goyim also, so it's a lot easier. But I'm telling you a bigger Kiddush. Even in your own house, you had a blackout in your house, not the rest of the Shchuna, next to the neighbor, nothing happened. You had a blackout in your house because, let's say, it was overloaded, whatever the case is, then the Din is. Yeah, then the dinner is some obstacle, and it's also okay.
Even if you don't have kids in the house?
Yeah.
Huh?
Even if you don't have children in the house?
What? We're private? In the
your own home.
You only have two adults.
Two adults on.
Huh?
You only have two adults in the house.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't tell the guy to turn on the lights.
Tell him?
You cannot tell him, no.
What if your wife is afraid of the dark?
Huh?
What if you're afraid of the dark?
Hold their hand. It's up to the limit. Up to the limit.
Zion has told me many times, Shalom Bayis overrules all.
Not with a limit. Yeah. With Tehel. Actually, with Tehel also.
What about Bishawak?
Huh?
What about Bishawak?
The food's cooked already.
If it's
partially cooked already, also no Bishawak. As long as there was some ice.
They put up right before Shabbos.
So it's a little cooked already. Let's say happened 2 hours into Shabbos. The food got warm already, so at least something in there. Something happened by day source, no shower from Bishalakum.
It's not.
And there's another Eitzah. Let's say the shower, even your case, it'll be Bishalakum. So if you have a black, you pick it up, put it back down, and that's it. Most crock pots have a piece of aluminum foil there, so lousy, it's a chazor. So you pick it up and put it down, you're doing a. Huh? You mean it's raw? Oh, raw might be a problem. It's raw, then it's a problem. You pick it up, you can't put it down. If it's water, it's a problem. You're right.
If it's
Machal and the soy. Also, you don't have to worry about it because as long as the partial cooked, when the idea is raw, then there's no problem. Then there's
but
no.
If Commonwealth Edison turns the power back on, you can be summoned on that. You just can't go get a boy if there's only two.
Right. If Kyle happens, the city thing, you don't have to stop them. They do it. They're not doing it for you. They're doing. At the show, now at show, there's another reason why it's mutter. Why is Lamatin at so? Let's say it's a blackout. You know, so because there are hospitals in the area, so it's done for chaylam. Secondly, there are a lot of people chaylam in the house also. Some people are at home; they have their own machines and so on. They have all besides so meds. They're doing it now for healthy people. They're doing it for chaylam also.
What about sakana?
Doing sakana if you don't put it back on?
Yeah, you don't have the light.
That's not a sakana so much. I'm hoping this will happen. I don't know if that's good at sakana. Alright? Yes?
What if instead Shabbos is Yom Tov?
Yeah.
And on Yom Tov, they put a kind of turn the power back on.
Yom Tov is a lot better. It's only Shabbos from Neulad. This is a lot easier, Yom Tov, than Shabbos. So because Yom Tov, Shabbos is the Melacha Deraisa. Yom Tov is the Issa Drabona of Neulad. So it's a lot easier.
So let's just start cooking on that.
Again, it should be an oif and it's no oif to Bishalakum. You should do an oif and it's no oif to Shabbos from Bishalakum. On Yom Tov, you can pick up the pen, for sure you can pick up a pot. On Shabbos, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, you pick it up, you can't put it back down anymore. But on Yom Tov, there's no oif to Bishalakum, there's a Rosh Hashanah on Yom Tov. Certainly you can pick up the pot and put it back down.
But it's not Bishalakum because it does kind of
tend to. If you're cooking from beginning to the end, But there's eitzes to avoid the bishalakim. There's eitzes to avoid bishalakim. Right. Take over the bishalakim. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, but even for odds war. Okay? All right. Yes. That's a chaylev. The sleep machine today, the doctor says, sit a chaylev. Then you can tell a guy to put on. Like a sleep apnea machine or something like that. Yeah. Until now, yeah, go ahead.
If the flame went out under the block,
yeah,
and you got your pot of cholos, but it's not fully cooked,
yeah,
and what can you do with it?
You're stuck. Can't bring it to somewhere else. That can be stuck. Right.
How much is bishul?
Huh?
Bishul, how much is bishul?
Bishul is a guy who does it from beginning to the end. Even more than that, if you put the pot on the flame, there's no one bishulakum. The text of this is bishulakum. Now it's not finished. Even if you, if the guy does the cooking, if you put the pot on the flame, the guy turns on the flame, there's no bishulakum anymore because you helped towards it. All right, we'll talk about a different time. All right. Another case. Okay, the same type of case, but a little worse. Let's say a housewife. She always for Shabbos, and the food is warm, and he put the plech on before Shabbos, but he forgot to turn on the flame. Yeah, the housewife, she turned on. Normally, what you do is turn on the flame, then put on the plech. That's how you do it. She put on the plech, and she thought to turn on the flame. Comes Friday night, they look on the flame, no flame there. Now Shabbos comes, he want to put on a different kira. So until now, we're talking about the flame was there on Shabbos, just the wind blew it out. Now we're talking until Shabbos, the flame wasn't there, but the food didn't cool off completely. Are you allowed to put it on another flame or not? Are you allowed to do it or not? No, it's the worst type of case. And as I said, the flame was not even getting a Shabbos. Is it worse or not? So in the Sefer Mara Shabbos in Chelek Aleph in Penina Mara in Michtav Tes Ice Base, there's a letter there from Shlomo Zalman where he writes, it's Sav Yad, he writes, and he says, it's like you took the food and you put it on Mita Safso, and not Nir Gabekaka. So since it's Daitai, he wants to be Al Eish, even this happened on Erev Shabbos, it's not called, there's no Shia, it's not called Shia, it's only Chazorah. And therefore, you can make it and put it on a different Kira. That's what he writes there. On the Gini Sefer, there's a Sefer there from Shlomo Zalman. On the Gini Sefer, he adds on, even on Erev Shabbos, I took the pot off the flame. I put it off the flame. I put it down on the floor. I put it down on the counter. And now I want to put it on the, I put on the floor, on Erev Shabbos, which is Mutter. You're still allowed to put, and then I put it back on the kira, and then you realize that there's no flame there. You're still allowed to put on a second kira where there's a flame there, because the whole esek of Nir Gavakaka was to, I did put it only temporarily because I wanted to put on the esh. So Mela, it is mutter to return it, to put it on another kira. And Arap Zimim, the Pirushan on the Mar Shabbos says his masber over there in Sivkan Kufchov, his masber. It's not Meshev, that it's the Nir Gavakaka Chasarim. Because since he put on the ground Erev Shabbos, if you put on Shabbos, the Shiv comes bottle. But I didn't put on Erev Shabbos. I put on Erev Shabbos, which is no 100% Mutta. So in Mela, there's no Issa of Chazar. And you're allowed to put on a flame. And same thing later on, Rav Shlomo Zalman says clearly, in the same letter, in Ois Tzayin, he says the same thing also. Now let me finish. Now in the Sefer Arap Nimim brings down a letter from Shlomo Zalman. He doesn't put it on the top, he puts it on the bottom. The reason he puts it on the bottom, because before Shlomo Zalman was Nifta, he showed him all the Mechtavim and his maskim. This Mechtav he never showed if he could print it or not. So he decided not to put it in on top of the Sefer, but on the bottom. So he writes like this, he has a letter from Shlomo Zalman that says that his wife says from the beginning, from that letter, that Shlomo Zalman was chayza, because they showed him a chazaynish. The chazaynish argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says in Reish Nun Gimel Sevayz that he's taken off from the kedera. if you took off the kedera, mibayim, the din is you're allowed to turn it back on Shabbos if you filled all the tanaim of chazara. That's what Amos speaks out, and Santi speaks out the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkat and Gimel, and Shatzian Sifkat and Dalet. However, Chazayim Shagios, and he holds its asa. If you took off for Shabbos, you can't put it back. Even though Shirim, you have all the tanaim of chazara, you now have to put it back on the flame on Shabbos. So it comes out according to Chazainish that if I took off, that if I left the bread for Shabbos and I forgot to put on the flame, it's like it's not on the flame before Shabbos. So then according to Chazainish, it would be also to put it on a it would be also to put it on another flame, according to Chazainish. So there Shlomo Zalman was Chayzer. However, the end of Shlomo Zalman has another letter there that says that since the Vora in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Reishon and Gimel Beis, in Egler Tal, in Melechus Eifa, Sifch of Dalet, he says there, Shlomo Zalman says, that since the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Egler Tal brings the Ramah down the Dina, and same thing, Mishibur holds like that also, that even if Sarf Majayim, you'll have to turn it back on Shabbos as long as the Yada all the time. So it comes out, even if the flame went out, it's like a dying biyada, and you're allowed to put another kiyur. So the maskana of Shlomo Zalman says we don't agree with the Chazainish, and we hold that you're allowed to, if you got to put on the flame, you've got to put on the flame of Shabbos, and then you realize that on Shabbos the flame is not on, but it's sitting on the blech over there, you're allowed to take it and put it on the flame as long as the food does not nistam agami. If it's a double yod, it's not nistam agami. In Emerson, in the Mishur Shabbos Kol Chosai, in Perek Al Sifkat and Kufir Aleph, he brings down that from Shlomo Zalman, there are also Zayis Vices for Pimigodim, and Reishon and Gimel, and Shavam Sifkat and Lamedes. And from the Shvuri Board. And same thing, Vices, Ramosha, like that Ladin also. If you look in the Ramosha, and back of Rabbi Ida Sefer, on Bishol, Eisman Aleph, Eis Aleph, and also Eisman Beis, and also in Igus Moshe, Chaim Chavdal Siman Aindala Bishol, Eis Lamed Chesim Emalof, Vaisais from him that he holds even if it happened from Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos onto a flame. In this new print, let me finish. In the new print from Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, in Perkal Sukkot Kuchas, there Shlomo Zalman is a Matmor Mayachar Abdis Shaila with all these Pratim. And he's masking to matter all his case. And the same thing speaks out Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Micha Shleima in Cheribay Simla Amudal Ois Yitzayim. He's also Mako. So it comes out with Dina like this, that if Sayan Shabbos and Sayan Er Shabbos, if Shabbos, let's say the flame went out, or on Er Shabbos, you forgot to turn on the flame and the food is still warm, you're allowed to turn it to another burner. That's the consensus of Paiske. That's the consensus of Reif Paiskim. Yes.
What's the difference between this case and a classic case of taking the kedera off the left, hot left, and putting it down on the cold counter?
Because here you're doing a maisa. Here you're not doing a maisa. It's here. Standing on the blech. You're not doing a maisa. All right. We mentioned a number of times. I think we can. We're talking about Bishol. I don't think we can get away without mentioning a Yisrael Chazanish. The Minig Olam, we all put up blechs, and it's taken on. We mentioned from Shiloh, we said that the blech has to cover just the flame, flame alone, or covers the flame plus the knobs. We mentioned Omar Chaykus Apaiskim, mentioned in Peshurim. But not everyone holds the blech. Yes, not everyone holds. We take on Stav Pasha, blech. Who doesn't have a blech? It's Stav Pasha, it's okay. There's a Chazanish in Lamed Zayin, in Sifkan Yeralf. Things important just to know the idea. The Chazon, he says in Lamed Zayin, Sifkan Yeralf, he says like this, he says a Chiddush, that if you make a blech that's made from matches, like ours, made from tin, it's made from matches, like we do it, it's not Ksir Gar for Kotem, it's not Ksir Blech. It's not Masik Tin Eishin the Kedera. In fact, he holds that the blech, since the blech gets hot, that blech is also Eish. And it's not considered a blech. In other words, if you pick it up, according to him, you can't put it back down. So if you take it off from the blech, even if it's daita lazer, and still oida biyada, you have all the conditions, It's asked to return it, the Chazani says. When is blech muta? Only if the blech is made from klicheres, say from earthenware. I don't think they make them today anymore like that. And more used to be, you see from the Gemara, that most pots were made from klicheres. So maybe they're probably made from klicheres. But today, no one makes a klicheres. Apparently, probably it's too expensive. They don't make it. Instead, it's probably a lot more expensive. But especially if a tin itself, he holds it to the age, and it's not good. And maybe it's also to return it. That if the blech is made from cheres, and shaykh to make a blech from it. But matkes, even if it's a reconis, there's a shaykh and bishul on it. And what's the reason, he says? He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Hamechamein es ha-matches ad shenase gechel reizu masho. If someone takes a piece of metal and you warm it enough till it gets kecheles, gets like coals, it gets red hot, it glows, it's red hot, it's isem masho. So Chazanish is meisiv on it, and he says, even if it's a dying nazir, it's not made of kecheles, still it's asa. And the Chazanish repeats it again in Simen Nun Sif Kontes. There he talks about electricity. By electricity, you turn on the lights, the wires get hot. Besides the Issa of Avor, the Issa of Vashel also on the wires. Says Lishitosai. It says anything, any basil that comes Yad Seledes by, there's Issa Bishol. So the Mela, Blech Shematris is also Sasirak Esh itself. So therefore, it's next to go for Katan, since the Blech Shematris is Esh Mamish. So the Mela, it's Issa Chazorah, and also, once you pick it up, you can't put it back down. Because it's a chazar. You can't do it. And according to Chazanish, also, let's say, if you got to put a blech on before Shabbos, you can't put a blech on Shabbos because you get Yatzel Ezboi. You can't put the blech on. That's a chiddush from the Chazanish. It's a chiddush gadol. Comes out according to him. You couldn't, let me just finish. 1 second. Be patient. I'll come out according to him. It's us to put a blech on Shabbos also. You can ask the Kasha on the Chazanish from the Mefurash of Mechaba. If you mentioned, we said in the Shir that someone sees Echtir Tashiloi. The Chazanish says like this. In Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Chazanish says like this. Let me quote it. Hamashkim Abayka comes early morning. The Rosh Echtir Tashiloi sees his food is cooking out because the flame is on a little bit too high or the liquid cook out. The other Tirach, instead of get burnt, if you take yaisa, yachal also niachidaya yushena rekanes. You all take another pot, put it under it to lessen the heat. Apiakiru al yosha geish is vashub sechah gav geirikanes. You put it on top of an empty pot, and therefore it's okay. So what is the Chazanish doing in Mechaba? Mechaba says I'm allowed to take off the pot, put something under it, put a pot under it, and that'll take care of it, huh? So he says that's good. So he says the Chazani says that case is talking about Kedesh Shocheres, like in time of Chazal, all pots are made from everywhere. Says Kedesh Shocheres, okay, but Shomatches, you're not allowed to. There's an Asa to Mechamim. That's what the Chazani holds. However, the Ksais Hashulchan, the Ksais Hashulchan Simi Kufu Amidala Sif Kon Yitches. Ksais Hashulchan was Avraham Chayno, was one of. He was a staff at the diner for the Eid of Haredes many years ago, but he was going to Batraya, and him and Chazanish are famous, the Agan Shurim. And Rav Moshe Hirschler told me, this he heard from Jacob Chazanish, and Moshe told Chazanish told him, they said on Rav Chaim Noah, as Roy to Zayna Baplukta. So he gave him a smicha. It's Roy to be Baplukta. You know, he said, the eyes are made, something to be makshiv. That's what he told him. That's what Hirschler told me, the Chazanish told him directly. So once I heard that from the Hirschler, so I bought a set of Ksais HaShulchan. I started learning and I was looking through it. He said a lot of Chedushim there. So anyway, so the Ksais HaShulchan argues that Chazanish, he says the Rambam says Ad Shetase Kecheles. That's the Rosh Hashanah, like we quoted before. But if it's not made Kecheles, Vayis is no waste at all. That's why Tainus. Secondly, he being derived from the Mogavram. Mogavram says in Shin Yud Ches, in Sifkan Yud, and also Shechanoch Harav, Shin Yud Ches Siv Zayin, They say Asher Nasik Achelas. They don't mention him. It's not Nasik Achelas. So Vaisis Klaw from the Mogav Avraham Shechnach Rav. They only say it's also Nasik Achelas. So Vaisis Nasik should be okay. Then in later on he quotes the Chazanish and he says the Chazanish. What kind of is? There's no rias. He's telling me so Svar B'Yama. You know, Svar B'Yama without any rias. How can we mashiv it? So Melech Zayin says Ladina. He says, Adina, there's no issa at all. It's like Nasik, Gachelas, there's no issa. That's what the Chazon, that's what the Ksesha Shulchan says. Same thing speaks out of Ramesha. Ramesha in Arachayim, Chayukal, Simon Sadigimel, he says, Al Blachs, since it's not, he quotes the Rambam, since it's not Nasik, Gachelas, he only does, and anyway, keep a small flame. How big a flame do you keep on? Keep on a small flame. How hot can it get? So it doesn't get, but it doesn't come to Gachelas. You can point your finger there probably, but it doesn't come to Gachelas. So man, it's okay. And same thing when Moshe speaks out again in two other places. One is that we mentioned Archaim Chelgal Sim Sadigimel. Then we mentioned also in Archaim Chelgimel Simen Nun. And the third place, Archaim Chelgal Simen Ayin Dalet by Bishul Ois Chavtes. This is all the same side. In Emerson, this thing that the Yadzeh Chazonish is now in Vaisa Mishmu is also Yadzeh Chazonish. Because if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches Sif Kot Aleph, we quote the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam Achi Asa Gachalas. He doesn't say at all. If he gives Yatzlez boy, he doesn't say Chazon Yitzchi. Vices for him also. That's only Shi Asa Gachalas, not Yasa Gachalas. It's either Gachalas or it's nothing. It's no issue whatsoever. And the same thing in the Shmir Shabbos Vechosay in Perik Aleph Sif Kot and Samach from Abshalom Zalman. He's also Mako. And the same thing speaks out. The Shmir Shabbos in the new print in Paragal Sivkan Sam Zayin, he's also Mekel there. So that's the sheet, let me finish. That's the sheet of Chazanish. Lechaya, he can ask a shtak a kasha on the Chazanish. Can ask a kasha on Chazanish. How can you put, right before Shabbos, I put up a pot with food, right before Shabbos, and there's food inside. How can I put up right before Shabbos? Lechaya, I'm making the pot hot on Shabbos. So you can tell me what? I didn't do a mice on Shabbos. I did it before Shabbos. This is only, if I take something hot, put up lech on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. But here I put it before Shabbos, so there's no problem that I do it before Shabbos. So, the Shabbos itself, let's say I have a pot on a flame, a near flame. You know you have a blech with a flame, and sometimes you have a pot a little bit away, you don't want to get cooked out. So if I push it closer, I should be able to say Bishlan Shabbos according to Chazanish. How can I maneuver a pot being closer to the flame with Chayyim and Oyv and Bishlan Shabbos? So I found in the Sefer Chedushim B'Yurim. Chedushim B'Yurim is from Reb Chaim Greinemann. He's a nephew of a Chazanish. So he brings down a mikta from the Chazanish. Yeah? A letter from the Chazanish. It's the Chedushim B'Yurim is and the last shtickle on Sim Yud Ches. So he writes over there, brings a letter from Chazanish. And the Chazanish says that a kedaya calls man, there's eichel in this, as long as there's food inside it, there's no what's the reason why? Because you might soften the metal. So if there's food inside, it'll never soften the metal. It'll never soften. So metal's nachala shem bishel, only if it's only matzah alone, like a piece of blech. But if it's an empty pot or something like that, then it's ish bishel, because that's derech of how you wanna. The derech of melting iron or steel or something like that. The melting iron is you leave it on the flame without anything inside. But if there's food in it, then there's no issa. And same thing I saw also in Erechas Rabbeinu, that's from the Stifler, in Chelik Dalad, in Simmer, page Kufsam Beis, Islam Dalad. He brings down for someone that heard it directly from the Chazanish, the same thing also. And Emerson, if you look in the Chazanish itself, on the Sefer, in Archaim, he always, when he talks about metal, he says, Kedei Rekonis. He says, always the word Kedei, this is Tam Seir, always Kedei Rekonis. So the Mamish exactly in the Duyuk, like the quoting from him. So metal comes out, according to Chazanish, it's only talking about Derech Kodesh, because there's food inside, then you're allowed to maneuver it on the flame on Shabbos. And then you're allowed to put a pot on right before Shabbos, He doesn't get out on Shabbos. Zichar mutter even koi chazon yishuv food inside the pot. With this, let me finish. There's one more thing. I'll take your question. If Shlomo Zalman is a shtak in the Shmishavs Chosoy, he is a shtak kash in the Chazenish. He says, if I take a pot off a flame on Shabbos, and let's say I take it off and leave it off, I put out Daita Lassoy, I do it in Eifin, she doesn't come bottle. I'm allowed to take out food out of the pot. As long as even gets less than yatz left by the pot, as long as the food is still warm, nechem achmusa, you'll have to turn it back to the flame. So ask the Shem Zalman, a coin of chazanish, it's connect all the halachas. The din is you're allowed to, if it's not, doesn't, it's not in the stand of gamri, and the sheet of kambato, the din you're allowed to turn back the flame. A coin of chazanish, it should be also to turn back the pot. If it's not the pot, if the food in the pot is this, and yatz left by, you're now put on flame from yatz left by. However, according to Chazanish in this letter, there's no kasha. The Chazanish is all talking about there that comes empty pot, but the food in the pot, even the Chazanish is my day. It's a mixture from the Chazanish. There's food under the pot. So the kasha of Shlomo Zalman doesn't start, because the Chazanish is only talking about there that comes, or blech, which there's no food on it. But if it's a metal pot and I have food inside, and I want it to food to get warmer, then even the Chazanish is my day. There's no issa of Mavashal on the Kedera. Huh? Why? Why?
Because
if
there's always water, nothing will ever
spread that black
like that.
If there's water in there, it'll help. But now the gabi, but the shayla will be gabi. The shayla will be shayla chazor, because you can't, because that's the steer in the machabes. It won't help with other things. Okay. Yes.
I was wondering about the water. Traveling
with
aluminum foil,
because
this
child,
that even if it's pulled over, it
can
get red hot. The aluminum foil is a more of a problem doing something like that
based on this chazanish. According to Chazanish, there's a problem with a lot of things. In my school, we don't pass that. I just want to mention chazanish. People should wear such a shita, you know. So, and that's a show, and then back to Machma, it's a chazanish. Therefore, huh? Yeah, right. There are certain things that they avoid the problem. But Lamaisa Ladina, We're not noy chazanish. The old you put a black on the chatzkin and so on. I just want to make you aware of such a shita. All right. Any other kashas? Yes.
If you have a crop pot, and the company says use ceramic, use terrace.
Yeah.
How is it any cooler than the metal? Metal ceramic can be extremely hot.
Doesn't make difference, but it's not nasa gechelis. This is taking metal and make a chelis. That doesn't ever come to gechelis. It's a crack.
It will crack.
But it doesn't come to chelis. Achinasa gechelis. A metal. It's not metal. Alright, tomorrow we're gonna, it's Memorial Day, so we're having a special Memorial Day shiur on a topic, an interesting topic. I think it's interesting. Questions you never want to ask, but need to know the answers to. Huh? Come, you'll find out.